Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I don't know if it's different between women and men, and I don't really want to draw that line, but I will say I think women, generally speaking, are very serious about doing things to protect and nurture and love their families. And so when they're told, like a friend of mine was told so sadly 2 weeks ago in her church, you need to love your husband perfectly, and if you aren't loving him perfectly in these ways, you might as well just not even bother praying.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when I mean, this is a huge church in the San Diego area. Okay, I'm not going to go any farther than that. Just to say, that's the message. And when women hear that message, then they think, okay, well, what I've got to do now is double down, because if I don't, then I can't even talk to God. I can't even pray. And so we have, I don't even know how many hundreds of books that have come out about how to be the perfect Proverbs 31 woman, how to be the Titus 2 woman, and you know my heart, Susie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we shouldn't read those passages or know those passages. I'm just saying that, look at, that's not the, Proverbs 31 is not the primary message of the gospel or the Bible. Proverbs 31 is not good news. In many ways, Proverbs 31 is bad news, because I have to try to be like that person. If, on the other hand, I'm given good news, which is that in God's eyes, I am already perfect, already forgiven. If I am given that news, then I will have the motivation to love my family, love my husband, love my community, do the things that Proverbs 31 is supposed to do.
Yeah, so this list is not a means to an end, and we treat it that way. Because
right.
As you said, and the people that you're talking to, these aren't peripheral Christians. These are all
no.
in, I want to do this right kind of Christians.
Right.
And so I'm going to read some of the, I mean, I love how you laid this out in your book, because every once in a while you got a section, bad advice women receive, and then you follow it with the good news. And so the answer to Elisa's question that she asked on Facebook was this, you know, what are the dumbest things people tell women they have to do in order to be godly? Listen to these. And you've probably heard these. You might have even said these before. Decorate your home like a magazine. Cook only healthy organic food for the family. Don't work outside the home for money. Don't be a leader. Don't come up with ideas for ministry. Oh, but if you do, pretend they came from your husband. All right. Have a daily Proverbs 31 checklist. Have an organized, clean, and Pinterest-inspired home. So if Jesus were to knock on your door, you'd want him to be pleased with what he saw. Women can share or give greeting in church, but this should not be done from the pulpit, only off the platform and behind a portable podium or music stand. Be the perfect housekeeper, wife, and mother. Master the arts of cooking and sewing and home decorating. Be at your husband's sexual beck and call and like it. Make sure your children always obey and participate in every church activity. Do, do, do all the time. That's just exhausting and devastating when you think, if this isn't a core belief system of a woman, it's no wonder she's exhausted. And really, Elise, no wonder that women are walking away from faith and their marriages in record amounts. It used to be the greater number of people walking out of marriage were used to be the men, but that number of women walking away is increasing as well. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.